Pablo Escobar was already a clever and successful crook when a seismic shift in criminal opportunity presented itself in the mid-70s. The pot generation discovered cocaine. The illicit pathways marijuana carved from Colombia to North American cities and suburbs became expressways, as coke became the fashionable drug of choice for bored and rebellious young professionals. The cocaine business would make Pablo Escobar and his fellow Antioquia crime bosses, the Ochoa brothers, Carlos Leder, Jose Rodriguez Gacha, and others, richer than their wildest fantasies, among the richest men in the world. By the end of the decade, they would together control more than half of the cocaine shipped to America, netting a return flow of dollars measured not in the millions, but billions. Their enterprise became the largest industry in Colombia and bankrolled the candidacies of mayors, councilmen, congressmen, and presidents. By the mid-80s, Escobar would own 19 different residences in Medellin alone, each with a helipad. He owned fleets of boats and planes, properties throughout the world, large tracts of Antioquian land, apartment complexes, housing developments, banks. There was so much money rolling in that figuring out how to invest it was more than they could handle. Many millions were simply buried. The flood of foreign cash triggered good times in Medellin. There was a boom in construction and new business startups, and unemployment plummeted. Eventually, the explosion of drug money knocked the entire country of Colombia off balance and upended the rule of law. Pablo was perfectly positioned to take advantage of this wave. He had spent more than a decade building his local criminal syndicate and learning the ways of bribing officialdom. The cocaine boom initially attracted amateurs, for whom cocaine was a glamorous flirtation with crime. But crime was already Pablo's element. He was violent and unprincipled, and a determined climber. He wasn't an entrepreneur, and he wasn't even an especially talented businessman. He was just ruthless. When he learned about a thriving cocaine processing lab,